Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, May the 26th, 1985. May the Lord bless as we worship together around the precious Word of God on this beautiful Lord's Day. We love you. Right here is a poem that Brother Combs wrote last Monday. The Lord impressed on him to write this for Memorial Day. And as we think about our loved ones who have gone on into eternity, I'd like to read this, and then we're going to have another word of prayer together. As we pause here in silence each and every year to honor the ones that have passed away that we love so dear, as they linger in our minds and we bow our knees and pray, let us answer to the call on this Memorial Day. God knows our thoughts and minds. To us we hear Him say, honor the ones that are here on this Memorial Day. We know not what life may hold or what anyone might say. Still we pause in silence on this Memorial Day. Time will come and time will go, no matter what we say. Still our minds will linger on here on this Memorial Day. As we spray the tomb with flowers, the angels seem to say, give thanks to our wonderful Lord on this Memorial Day. I know many of you, if not all of you today, have some loved one who has gone on. And we know that someday we too are going to be absent. We're going to be absent here and present somewhere else. We're never going to get out of existence. It's impossible. There was a time when you were not. There will never be a time when you will not be. I want Brother Kermit, our chairman of deacons, to come up and lead us in prayer before our choir sings for us.
Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank Thee, Father, for Thy goodness to us and all that You mean to us, Father. And we thank Thee, Father, for each home represented here this morning. And Father, we ask now that You look upon them and give them assurance on this, the special day set aside, Memorial Day. And Father, we ask that You be with now those that are sick, that are shut in, and those that, Father, are traveling and are unable to be with us today, see them safely through. And, Father, today is a day of heavy hearts. We ask that You look upon the heavy hearts and give them assurance. And be with us, Father, in all things, and especially, Father, through this service, as we commit it now to Thee. And be with us, Father, throughout the day, throughout the week, that in all that we do, that it be, Father, truly pleasing to Thee. Bless, direct, and keep us now. This we pray and ask for in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Kermit. At this time, our choir is going to sing a song that says, it's entitled, God's Choir. God's Choir.
The stars look like those.
Brother Ed White is going to come to read our scripture. We're glad he is out of the hospital and feeling a lot better. And while he's coming up, we'd like to mention these prayer requests. I do have Tim's address in the bulletin today, and if you'd care to drop him a card of encouragement, I know he'd appreciate it. And somebody may even want to call him. I don't know. If you call him, you might should call him person to person, because he doesn't get in about 9:30 of the night, knocking on doors, trying to sell books. So hold him up in prayer this week. Also, we'd like to be praying this week for Sandy's grandmother, Nellie Stoltz. She's still in the hospital, isn't she? Just can be praying for her. Kenneth and Goldie Zimmerman are home now, and Kenneth is a little weak physically. Trust we'll be praying for them this week, too. I believe Junior Sutton has surgery on May the 31st. Is that right, Ms. Sutton? Let's be praying for him. May the 31st, he has surgery. And Brother Lucas Robinson, let's be remembering him in prayer. We've been by to see him twice this past week, and certainly he needs our prayers this time. And also Bobby's mother, Edna May Cause, let's be praying for her as she is home now from the hospital. And many of these others here listed in the bulletin, let's be praying this week and lifting each one of these up in prayer. Brother White, would you come and read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer?
Scripture is taken from John 5, verses 5 through 9. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now in a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us this beautiful Sabbath day. We thank you, Father, for the Memorial Day, the time to remember those that have gone on before us. We thank you, Father, for the witness of those of our loved ones that we have passed away. We pray, Father, that we could ever remember them in our hearts. Today, Father, we thank you for the big good number that came out to Sunday school. We thank you, Father, for all that has come out to hear your word here in church services this morning. We pray, Father, that your word would rest upon our hearts, that would cause us to look up to you for every need in our lives. For those who could not be with us, we pray, Father, that they, whatever their affliction and illness, are looking up to you for guidance at this hour. Go with us through our services this morning, and we pray, Father, that you'd speak to each and every heart that's here, and we would all look to you, whatever the need in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymnal, let's turn to page 76, The Light of the World is Jesus. Let's stand and sing first and last verses.
Thank you.
this time we'd like to call on our junior ushers to come and take up our morning tithes and offerings. We do have in the bulletin today a guitar duet, but we'll postpone that for another Sunday. If you listen, prayer, Brother Earl.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and thank you, Father, for the privilege of being able to come to your house to worship. We just thank you, Lord, for the many blessings and gifts that you've bestowed upon us. We just ask, Lord, that at this time, this offering will be used to lift up and glorify the name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord and Savior.
Amen.
In his precious name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. That's my prayer, that we'll allow Him, the Holy Spirit, to lead us in this service. Y'all have us a song, Brother Tom. Y'all come at this time to sing for us, Gardeners.
Scars in the hands of Jesus.
Today we'd like to look in the book of John, chapter 5, where Brother Platt read for us a while ago. As we look at a man who needed help, and Jesus asked him a question, which is going to be the title of our message today: Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? This man had been sick for 38 years, physically sick. And I believe when Jesus healed anyone physically, that almost every time we find them following Jesus, and they not only were healed physically, they were healed spiritually. Spiritual sickness is a lot worse than physical sickness. If I had my rathers, I had rather not be able to lift a little finger physically and to have a saved soul be right with the Lord spiritually. I'm glad the Lord has blessed me and blessed many of you today as we're here to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to ask you today, friend, man, woman, boy, or girl, wilt thou be made whole? Whole. We have to desire the healing of our souls before we can be made whole spiritually. This man had been sick, as I said, for 38 years, and that's a long time to be sick physically. You might have been spiritually sick for longer than that. But today the Lord says you can be made whole. You can come to know the Lord today on this beautiful Lord's Day. In order to be made whole, we must come to the Lord for cleansing and forgiveness of our sins. Sin is what separates all the way from Genesis, where Adam and Eve sinned, and sin brought death into the world, and death by sin, for that all have sinned, the Bible says. We were counting up the other day, since we've been a church here in Airport Garden, since 1962, 31 of our members have gone on to be with the Lord. That's quite a few. And there are others that we had in homebound classes that we taught each week that have gone on who were not members here. Maybe close to 40 that we've known who are now up there with the Lord. And they're up there with the Lord because they met the Lord here in this life and were made whole spiritually whole. The only remedy for sin is Jesus. He is the one. He is the way, the truth, the life. Today our lesson in Sunday school was on two ways of life. That's all there is. Two ways. Jesus said, enter in at the straight gate, because wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads, where? To life. And few there be that find it. It's not God's will that any should perish. 2 Peter 3:9 says, it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I'm happy that I came to the Lord almost 30 years ago. And I got the sin question out of the way. My sins were blotted out in the precious blood of Jesus. As the songwriter said, my old account was settled long ago. Many of you here this morning have been saved more than 30 years. Some have been saved less than that. But my friend, the question is, the wonderful thing about it is, we have been saved and our name has been inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life. We know where we stand with God today. It's by His mercy, His grace, that we're here this morning. Jesus told a publican one day, follow me. In Matthew chapter 9, and this is going to be one of our key verses this morning. After Matthew came to the Lord, he made a big dinner for Jesus and invited all the other publicans to come out to dine with Jesus. And they criticized Jesus for this. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, in the last part of the 12th verse, he said, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. You and I don't go to the doctor until we're sick. And my friend today, if you don't know the Lord, you're not whole this morning. You need a touch from the Lord, the great physician. Another one of our key verses today is going to be Matthew 11, verses 28 and 29, part of these two verses. Jesus said, come unto me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. First of all, today this man was helpless and hopeless. His only help and his only hope was in divine intervention. Jesus came along his way that day. Jesus came by. I like what it says in Mark chapter 2. Jesus was teaching and preaching and telling the good news. And all at once the roof came open. And a man was let down in front of Jesus on a mat, on a bed. You know what Jesus said to him when he saw their faith? He said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. The greatest problem in this world, in our lives today, is the sin problem. That's a greater problem than the physical problems that we might have. Jesus heal this man, first of all, spiritually. I like what someone said. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. When we come to the end of ourselves, that is when God can step in. When we come to the end of our resources, God steps in and saves us as we trust Him. Over in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul said this. Ephesians 2, verses 12 and 13. He says, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off were made nigh by the blood of Christ. I love that. This man needed help outside of himself. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. The prodigal son never thought about home until he spent all that he had. And he thought about home. He began to be in want. And he came home and got a royal welcome from his dad. He got the best. The lady who had gone to one doctor after another, she'd been sick for 12 years, and she'd spent all that she had and was getting worse. But one day she said, I'm going to go to Jesus. I'm going to go to Him. And I can see her, she wormed her way through that crowd of people. She reached up a trembling hand, no doubt, and touched Jesus, touched the hem of His garment. And just like that, she was made whole. Faith is what did it. My friend, the Bible still says, for by grace are you saved through what? Faith. And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. This man was helpless and hopeless. For 38 years he'd been sick. I believe this, the Lord is just waiting for us to throw up the flag of surrender and cast our all over on His mercies. Second, this man was given the question of all questions. Wilt thou be made whole? You know, sad to say, some people do not want to be made whole. They are happy in the condition they're in. A Sunday night or two ago, we spoke from Psalm chapter 40, where the psalmist says, He lifted me up out of a horrible pit. As we spoke from what God has done. The Lord lifted that man out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set his feet on a solid foundation and established his goings. That's what the Lord wants to do in your life today. He wants to give you purpose in living. Wilt thou be made whole? I would like to ask each one of you that question. If you're here and do not know the Lord yet, or you may be here and out of fellowship with the Lord, wilt thou be made whole? Life is too short to go through it without Jesus. I want to say that again. Life is too short to go through it without Jesus in your life. When Jesus saw him lie and knew he had been a long time in that case, 38 years he'd been that way. Friend, this morning Jesus sees you. He sees you. He knows you. He knows me. And he said to this man, do you want to be made well? Third, this man needed help outside of himself. He said, Sir, he didn't know who Jesus was. He said, Sir, I have no man. Did you know what? Jesus, God still uses people to reach people. He still uses people to reach people. I had a tract one time that was entitled, One by One. W-O-N by O-N-E. God uses people. Brother Archie Everett used to be my pastor when I was a member down at Big Creek. And he said if God so chose, he could have written Jesus saves across the sky in letters of blood. But he didn't choose to do it that way. He chose to leave us in this world to be alive, to be salt. This fellow said, I don't have anyone when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. While I'm coming, another steps down before me. I just don't have anyone who cares about me. I have no man. Have you ever helped anyone into the pool of salvation? It's just like getting saved all over again. I've told you about experiences we've had at Camp Nathaniel. There was a fellow, a young boy, wanted to be saved one night in their cabin. Back in the early 60s, I guess it was. And the other counselor with me, he had never led anyone to the Lord yet. So I said, you go talk to this boy. You know what? After he had led this young fellow to the Lord, he came and thanked me. I tell you, it's wonderful to be saved today. It's wonderful to know the Lord as your own personal Savior. But it's also wonderful to help somebody else to get in the pool of salvation. Like Philip, when he went to preach to the eunuch out on the desert, he preached unto him Jesus. He was saved. This man needed help. Simon Peter went to Cornelius' house. You know the story there in Acts. Simon Peter opened the door to the Gentiles as Cornelius had his whole house full of people. They heard the message from Simon Peter. And many of them were saved. Jesus, the greatest physician who ever lived and who ever will live, he's the great physician. He never passed anyone by who needed help. We mentioned last Sunday morning about blind Bartimaeus as the gardener sang on the Jericho Road last Sunday. Some of the most wonderful words in the Bible, it says, and Jesus stood still. He was on his way to Jerusalem to die in Mark chapter 10. Jesus never passed anyone by. And so here in this fifth chapter of John, he says to this man, do you want to be whole? I don't have anyone to help me in the pool. You know what Jesus said? Rise. Get up. This man could have said, what do you mean, sir? I've been here 38 long years, and you're telling me to get up? Rise. Take up thy bed and walk. Impossible? Certainly not. This man was talking to Jesus, the great physician. If you're here today and do not know the Lord yet, I would say to you, rise. You don't have to stay in that condition any longer. Rise and walk. And the Bible says, and immediately the man was made whole. I have the word whole circled in my Bible every time it's given here in chapter 5. 6 times the word whole is mentioned. Are you whole? This man immediately was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. know, this man got in trouble by carrying his bed on the Sabbath day. Jesus did a lot of things on the Sabbath day that the authorities thought he shouldn't be doing. But my friend, I want to say this. Whatever Jesus says, do it. The first miracle Jesus performed was in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus was there. And they ran out of something to drink. And Mary said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. And this man who had been sick 38 years here in John 5, he was told, get up. Take up your bed and walk. And he got up and took up his bed and walked. He was just obeying the Lord. I love what Acts 5:29 says. We ought to obey God rather than men. If it's a choice of obeying God or men, obey God. Obey what the Lord says. The authority says it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. But the fellow said, the one who healed me said, rise, take up your bed and walk. And that's just what I'm doing. I'm obeying him. Last, this man was found in the right place after being healed. Look what verse 14 says of John 5. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. Jesus found this man in church. I still love Hebrews 10:25 that says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I'm glad you're here to fellowship with us in this service. It's wonderful to see many of you here this morning. This fellow said, the one who healed me told me to get up and take up my bed and walk. And Jesus found him in the temple. And verse 15 says, the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus said, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. I want to ask you today, are you happy in your condition that you're in? Wilt thou be made whole? The Daily Bread said it like this one time, our only excuse for living in this world is to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. Our only reason for being in this world is to be a witness. Be a testimony for the Lord. Our choir is going to be singing our invitation hymn today. We'd like to bow our heads in prayer as our choir quietly comes around the piano. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, please. Our invitation hymn today is going to be the Haven of Rest. I wonder if you have placed your hand today. Wonder if you have come to that Haven of Rest. Every person in this world needs a haven, a place of shelter from the storms of life. And my prayer is today, as our choir sings, that you have come to the Haven of Rest. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee and praise Thee for this beautiful day and all that you've done for us. Father, we thank thee that we have come to that haven of rest. We've been saved and born again. And many people here have, Lord. And we pray if there is any Christian here this morning who needs to make some type of decision, or someone who has never met the Lord, we pray that today would be the day when they would say yes to the Holy Spirit who is in this place. He's in our hearts. And Father, we just pray for our choir as they sing at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'd like for you to stand with us as our choir sings our invitation hymn, The Haven of Rest.